Welcome, everyone, to Freedom Lossless Freedom Hour on this March 5th, 2020. This is Payman Mutahedeh. I'm the founder and president of Freedom Law School and your host for this weekly program. Tonight, we're going to cover the topic of why did the famous black actor Wesley Snipes went to prison and the great freedom fighter, tax freedom fighter Irwin Schiff went to prison. I'm going to cover those topics for you fully so you understand what they did wrong, the mistakes they made, and also how to do it right. Don't make the mistakes they're made, okay? Because the government loves for you to believe that, you know, that if I don't file and pay income tax, I'm going to go to jail. Oh, no, I don't want to take a chance. I won't even think about it. I won't even read about it because I'm going to go to jail if I stop filing and paying income tax. That's what the deep state satanic criminals want you to believe. But remember, folks, I'm your Morpheus and you are the Neo. I'm going to offer you the red pill of the truth. Take the red pill now, and I will give you the truth, and you're going to know what really happened, why it happened. And once you understand the history, what really happened here, folks, it's going to be absolutely mind-boggling to you, folks, okay, as to why it happened and how to avoid that problem in the first place. Let's go talk about Wesley Snipes first, folks. I got my screen open up. Few of the things here about Wesley Snipes, folks, okay? About what happened to him. And then we're going to, after Wesley Snipes, we're going to go to Irwin Schiff, okay? And then I'll tell you, folks, what to do and not to make the same mistakes they made. Now, it's important that, folks, if you have not been to Freedom Law School's website at livefreenow.org, livefreenow.org, to do that, and be sure to sign up for a free freedom education package. Because one of these days, YouTube will cut us off and we will not be in touch with you. We will send you a free freedom education package in the mail. Weekly education material, once a week, no more, about your law and your rights, a course of study that you'll love to listen in your smartphone or in your house. And folks, something important goes on, we'll let you know. We'll not give you junk mail or anything like that. It's going to be all good stuff. So we'll be in touch with you at livefreenow.org. If you want to live free now, the source for you is Freedom Law School's website, Live Free Now. And folks, here it is, folks. This is the Freedom Law School's website, livefreenow.org. So let's go in here on our screen and see. News came out, folks. Here's LA Times, Los Angeles Times, saying on October 18, 2006, you know, Wesley Snipes is indicted on tax evasion, on tax fraud allegation. Right? He was indicted by federal grand jury in Florida, attempted to build the federal government out of almost $12 million by filing false tax refund claims. Whoa! How about that? False tax refund claims. That's what he did wrong. That was the problem for him, okay? Now, here's interesting, folks. This is 2006, right? In 2006, and also they said that the indictment that he had not filed a return since 1999, and that Snipes faced as many as 16 years in prison, okay? He only got just a few years, just 3 years, okay? But, folks, you can go read this thing in more in detail. You know, one of the Hollywood's most brightest performance, you know, he did all this stuff and got in trouble. You can read it more about it, folks, what happened there. And the article correctly says that what happened with Snipes, okay, that he was with a guy named Eddie Kane, who founded the American Rights Litigators and its successor, Guiding Light of God Ministries, okay? That's what caused all this, folks. That's what got him in trouble. He followed the misguidance of Eddie Kane, Eddie Kahn, which I knew had met in 1993. He was doing decent stuff back in 1993. Then he got into baseless patriot mythologies. So, folks, here's number one thing you need to see, you see right here. Patriot mythologies would land you in prison. Yeah, example of that. Or have the Irish ticket bank account and paycheck. Let's talk about those patriot mythologies. What are they? They are baseless legal theories that feel good. Make sense. Oh, I can see it. Sure, but they are baseless. They are based upon absolutely baseless assumptions, like the Tooth Fairy, like the Easter Bunny. Once you believe in that baseless theory, the rest is so easy and convincing to believe and follow. You will find thousands of pages on the internet on the Tooth Fairy. Lots of stories about the Tooth Fairy. Same thing goes about Easter Bunny. But guess what? Not one of them is true. Same thing for the patriot mythologies. And I'm going to name you these patriot mythologies. And I know some of you are going to be very angry at me. Oh, Paymon, no, you are wrong. You are wrong, Paymon. That is the right legal theory. So beware. I'm going to try to tell you. You may not want to listen to me, but that's up to you. To ignore me, assume that you know this stuff more than me. I've been doing this, folks, since 1992. 28 years coming up in 1 month. And I'm not in jail. I'm not in prison. I'm doing the right stuff. I've seen people do this stuff and go to prison, including Eddie Kane, which I knew him and his wife. Okay? These patriot mythologies, I'll give you a description later on. But let's get back to the screen, folks, talk about this. Okay? So, what happened is that, how did it start? According to the indictment, it all began when Snipes pursued dubious tax refunds, baseless tax refund based upon patriot mythologies that Eddie Kane taught him, made a $7.4 million claim for year 1997. Okay? $7.4 million refund claim, which was baseless. Okay? So that's the problem right there. He made his baseless claim for refund, which was utterly baseless and nonsense. That's what caused it. What was it? Well, I wasn't at the trial, but many people in the freedom movement, folks, believe in this theory that your name, what is the U.S. Commerce Department buys your birth certificate from the county recorder's office, and then they create a treasury account in your name because they have not in commerce. They receive your birth certificate, and now they make your name in all capital letters, all caps. And now that's a straw man. And through that straw man, they capture your labor throughout the rest of your life, whether it's $1 million or $50 million. I've seen different numbers and ranges. But because they captured your labor through that straw man, your name in all caps, which is not you, but it's your represents you, that's how the government gets to make money out of thin air and by fraud. Lend that money out into circulation, just like the Federal Reserve banksters and the big banks, they make money out of thin air by fraud. That's true that the banks do make money out of fraud. Federal Reserve Bank does make money out of fraud. But this claim that through you buying your, purchasing your birth certificate, the federal government, to the Commerce Department, monetizes your labor and you have money in your treasury account is false. But the story continues. The patriot mythology people further claim that this money is in your own personal treasury account at the United States Treasury. That's what they use to spend money out into circulation out of thin air, right? Well, the Patriots claim, like Eddie Kane, that you can access that funds in your personal U.S. Treasury account by writing a draft against it. A side draft or draft or numerous other labels, they call it. They don't call it a check. The check is drawn on the bank, and the Patriots say, oh, no, it's not a check. It's a draft on the U.S. Treasury account. Wow. That's supposed to make it big difference. That, I mean, that they call the draft versus a check. Bottom line is, it's drawn against your treasury account that supposedly has millions of dollars in it. And then what Eddie Kane did, he convinced Wesley Snipes to write a draft against that, the funds in Wesley Snipes' treasury account, and pay the taxes that Wesley Snipes owed to the IRS. Okay? So that's why, again, let me back to your screen. You see that? This is where it says, according to the indictment, okay, pursuing dubious tax refunds, including a $7.4 million claim for 1997 tax year. Okay? So what Snipes did, he actually wrote a big draft to the IRS, say, hey, pay my what I owe you from the previous tax years and give me the rest of it back. Okay? Now, what I'm going to go show you guys, folks, a little bit more about this on internet. Okay? By the way, they later on, he went to tax court, so forth, all that stuff as well. But here's, I'm going to show you another article, Wesley Snipes indicted on the smokinggun.com. Okay? So it says that the scheme, okay, I'm going to zoom in a little bit more for you guys so it's a little bigger for you to read. Okay, here we go. Ah, that's better. You read a little bit better, folks. All right? Okay, here we go. So it says that the Snipes and two others are charged with knowingly attempting to defraud the government, okay, by claiming that his substantial income was somehow immune from taxation, right? Also, it says that they had a bizarre tax avoiding scheme that allegedly included him seeking $12 million in fraudulent refunds and failing to file 6 years of tax returns, okay? So what happened is what? Okay, $12 million in fraudulent refunds. That was the problem for Eddie Kane, folks. Again, this article tells you a bit more about it. Now, the article, if you, a copy of the indictment is right here. You can click on it, like I did. Right-click on that, open that link in a new tab, and here's the indictment, okay? I'm going to zoom out of this one. Here it is. This is page 7 of the indictment, okay? What did he do? Oh, here it is, paragraph 29, okay? Paragraph 29, on or about November 30, 2000, defendant Snipes caused to be sent to the Secretary of the Treasury a fictitious, oh, here it goes, bill of exchange signed by defendant Snipes, fraudulently denominated in the amount of $1 million. To give with an IRS payment voucher bearing defendant Snipes' name and social security number. He sent a phony, baseless check, money order looking type of thing called bill of exchange. Oh, wow. That makes it any different, right? And then what happens that January 20, 2001, next paragraph, Snipes caused to be sent to U.S. Secretary of Treasury a fictitious bill of exchange signed by defendant Snipes, fraudulently denominated in the amount of, $12 million. together with 2 hours payment vouchers bearing the defendant Snipes' name and social security number. They didn't tell you that, did they, when they got the news about Wesley Snipes, why he got in trouble. Let me tell you, folks, thousands of patriots across America have done this dumb stuff that Wesley Snipes was convinced of doing. Any kid who promoted this stuff went to prison, 2 different trials, multiple charges, all together he got like about 20 years or so in prison. You know, he's a nice guy, but he fell for patriot mythology. People fall for this intuition they got about things, woo-woo-woo stuff. The driving feet on the ground, what's real, what actually is. Because that's what happened here with Wesley Snipes, okay? So, basically, because this stuff was baseless, all the lawyers of Snipes could do for him was to correctly blame Eddie King for misleading Wesley Snipes into this baseless garbage patriot mythology. Okay? And the only thing was, Wesley Snipes had not filed a 1040 form for a few years, and he had not prepared for that. Because he thought, well, I'm not required to file income tax, and that's all there is to it. And by the way, I'm going to get with my bill of exchange, pay off the IRS, and get some of my money back too. Get some millions back too. That was the plan, so-called, to defraud the United States. That's what it seems to be. It was a stupid plan. So the jury acquitted Wesley Snipes of all the serious charges of trying to defraud the United States government, of conspiracy to defraud the U.S. government, and all the other serious charges that Wesley Snipes was looking at going to prison for 16 years, folks. Okay. However, the lawyers couldn't get Wesley Snipes out of not having filed tax return charges because they're not prepared for it. He didn't know what he was doing. He had not done any homework, but why and how he relied on the law as published by the government that he's not required to file income tax. He was not prepared at all. That's why he lost. So the lesson is, 1, do not do garbage patriot mythologies. Lesson 2, prepare, make a record of why you're not filing income tax based upon the law, which for your most part, we'll show you later how to do that. Okay, so what are the patriot mythologies? I'm going to name a bunch of them. I know you guys are going to hate me for this, many of you, but I'll tell you, okay? Anything having to do with citizenship argument, that you are not a U.S. citizen, created by the 14th Amendment of the Constitution, that you're a state citizen, sovereign citizen, national citizen. You have a green U.S. passport for U.S. nationals as a state citizen. Uniform Commercial Code, or UCC arguments. I think UCC 1-207, UCC 1-205. Argued based upon the bankruptcy of the United States in 1933 with House Joint Resolution 192, HGR 192. The arguments are somehow you gotta get out of these adhesion contracts. They tied in you into the system unknowingly. You unknowingly were duped into this adhesion contracts that tied you, glued you to the system, not knowingly that you have to revoke and rescind those adhesion contracts, whether the Social Security application, whether they are driver license, marriage license, all kind of licenses that you get from the government, marriage license. Arguments that somehow you walked into government's jurisdiction unwittingly into statutory Admiralty Maritime Yellow Finch Flag jurisdiction, and now you know how to get back under common law. Woo-hoo, wow, macho, founding fathers. Woo, we got it, common law, sovereign, pure. It all sounds good, doesn't it? feels good because the government must have somehow got my consent. See, people believe this myth that the government is based upon consent. It's not. Government is not based upon consent. Government is based on force. Gun to your head. Give me what you got. I'll shoot your brain out. Gun. That's what government is all about, folks. Too many patriarchal Americans want to believe in theory that they somehow must have tricked me into accepting their jurisdiction into the system. But by doing this stuff, I play out of their system, out of their jurisdiction. I'm a non-taxpayer. I don't play the game. Now they cannot touch me. The judge and IRS must rule in my favor because I got them with the law. No, folks. Judges are crooked in America. We have political, communist, socialist judges in America, just like the Department of Injustice lawyers, IRS management, CIA, FBI management, and instead they're all a bunch of communist, socialist crooks and criminals who believe they know better what to do with your money to protect you as a slave because you cannot provide for yourself. You need Social Security. You need welfare. You need food stamps. Oh, and let's not forget, we need all this money, the communist system, for the community, for society, to fight off the bad guys in Russia, China, Iran, North Korea, Libya, Syria, Iraq, terrorists, Al-Qaeda. Oh, we have to be the strongest military nation in the whole world to fight off the bad guys. Folks, America spends more on military than the next 8 countries' military spending combined. China, Saudi Arabia, England, Germany, France, Japan, okay? Italy, you spend more than all these other countries combined. So we don't need all this, but these guys believe that they need your money. So they're deceiving you to protect you from poverty as old age, as a minority, as crippled, disabled, right? They got to have your money anyhow. So that's why the judges are ruling against you. Many of them are criminal, socialist-minded. And the other ones are just intimidated by the whole communist atmosphere of their buddies in the system. I asked once up a court of appeal judge who was a libertarian-oriented judge, hey, what if you come across a court case that all the case law seems to be against it, but you see that our God's argument is right? Well, what'd you do? You know what the judge said? Rather than saying that I'm going to look at this law carefully myself and check out the law, what he says first, the case law that this individual says versus all this legal cases that are wrong, she said, well, I'll talk to my judge friends first. Talk to judge friends first. You should look at the law first. They got the arguments. So that's what's going on. That's why 94% of Washington, D.C. residents voted for Hillary Clinton in 2016. 94%. One of the most communist places in America is Washington, D.C. So with these patriot mythologists, folks, do not make excuses for the judges being criminals. That's what you're doing. When you claim they got somehow tricked me into their jurisdiction, I got to get out of it. Okay. Now, let's go to the case of Irvin Schiff. Irvin Schiff, late great Irvin Schiff, was a friend of mine. Okay. I met him first time in 1997, I think it was. I saw him. Then I got to know him in the early 2000 years and late 1990s because he went from Connecticut to Las Vegas, set up his office there. I was in Southern California, only about a 3-hour drive from his home, his office. So I visited Irvin from time to time. They charged him, you know, and let's go online. I'm going to show you guys Irvin Schiff. indicted, okay? You know, look it up online, folks. See what happened to Irvin Schiff indicted, okay? What happened a little bit more? Here we go, folks. Here's on our website, into this website, okay? There was a press release that Irvin Schiff was indicted in 2004, okay? This is the press release of the U.S. government, okay? The U.S. Department of Injustice. Okay, that's what the press release is about. Irvin Schiff and his lady friend, Cindy Nguyen, Lawrence Cohen, okay, charged with a bunch of stuff, okay? Here it is. So, what happened, folks, is I went to visit Irvin Schiff. Took a walk with him on the streets of Las Vegas. And by the way, this is the third time Irvin was charged with a crime. The first two times in the 80s, one time in the 80s, one time in the 90s, he got convicted, went to jail. Obviously, he and or his lawyers messed up. In fact, he admitted later on his lawyers didn't know what they were doing, they messed up, which I agree. So this time, I went to my good friend Irvin, loving the man. You know, Irvin is one of the most colorful characters I know. A very charming guy, intelligent guy, interesting guy to listen to. And no one in the freedom movement had woken up more people to fraud on income tax than Irvin Schiff. And Irvin, thank you, my friend, up in heaven for all the hard work you've done. Tireless fighter for freedom and truth, Irvin Schiff. So I went walked with Irvin. I said, Irvin, I know all the top lawyers and freedom paralegals and researchers in the whole United States of America. We all want to work with you, help you win. Let me put this team together to work with you, assist you, to make sure you win. What was Irvin's response? Ah, no, that's all right. I got them beat. They don't have a case against me. That was almost verbatim Irvin's response. Folks, you can take a horse to water, but you cannot make it drink, can you? I can offer my help, and that of all the top people in the movement who are ready to help him. Even though we had disagreements amongst ourselves on how to do about things, it doesn't matter. We're family. You put your differences aside and come together as a family against the common outside crooked criminal forces of the U.S. Department of Injustice. Irvin didn't do that. And Irvin knew a lot about the fundamentals of income tax, but not about criminal trial procedure. And that's why he lost. He didn't know the court system well enough, the court procedures, the step-by-step procedure, the games, well enough to beat him. That happened twice already with him and his lawyer not knowing what they're doing. And now third time, he didn't know what he was doing. And his co-defendant, Cynthia Nguyen, also the same thing. See, what they didn't realize is that the jurors are typically wage-earning slaves of the big corporations and government. They have forced withholding from the paycheck, and they all have to file to get some of the money back, so they believe, obviously, everybody got to file income tax. The regular small business owners, independent contractors, independent thinkers are usually getting out of the jury service because not having for a couple of weeks out of jury service any money coming in, that could affect their mental, financial life, emotionally, and they could be too worried to do a good job on a jury service. So they ask a judge to be let off the jury trial, and judge will let him go. Government loves it. They love you to be tried by people in the matrix, high-income wage earners and government workers, because they get paid their full wages by big corporations and government for performing jury service. Small business owners get $15 a day as for jury service. That's not enough. That's not enough. So you have to do more to show you're innocent to jury. And Irvin wasn't ready to do that. Cindy was not ready to do that. In fact, here's what happened, folks. The IRS had a had one of their agents on the stand saying that Cindy Nguyen, co-defendant of ownership, was walking the IRS offices multiple times with clients. The IRS code that she would put on the table of the IRS office, open it up, and say to the IRS employees, show me the law that requires my client here to file up income tax. He'll write the check to you right now. His checkbook is open. And the guy would have a checkbook open with a pen in hand, ready to write a check to the IRS for the full amount that the IRS claimed that this person owed the IRS. The government IRS agent testified to that. Wow. This is interesting. So I thought at trial, Cindy should elaborate on that. Yeah. We'll file up income tax. Just show us the law. That's all it is. Just show us the law. Right? Elaborate on that. I called Cindy. Herb was in jail pending trial, during the trial. But Cindy was facing, Cindy, you got to go testify. In your defense, elaborate on that. And what did Cindy say? Oh, no, they have no case against us. They haven't proven nothing. I don't have to testify at all. No matter how much I pleaded, try to persuade Cindy, she would not listen. Again, you can take the horse to water, but you cannot make it drink. Right? So guess what? When the trial was done, during jury deliberation, they passed no to the judge. You know what the jurors requested from the judge? In the note, they said, we want judge to see the copy of the IRS code book that Cindy Nguyen had gone to meetings with the IRS. It was like this, but like mine. I bought this from Irving Schiffer in 1999, this IRS code book, the Internal Revenue Code, the whole tax laws of the federal government. The one that Cindy had given the IRS, which was in the evidence, as evidence of government. And the jury wanted to see another copy of another Internal Revenue Code produced by the judge. So the judge caused a meeting between the government lawyer and Irving Schiff and the lawyers, the other defendants, about this issue. So guess what? The government lawyers and judge knew what was going on. They could read it, obviously. Duh. Some of the jurors heard about the fact that they want to see the law, show them in the IRS, Internal Revenue Code, right? So they're wondering, well, why doesn't the government just show them the law, right? If there's a law, obviously there is a law, why wouldn't the IRS agents at these meetings just show the law? Cindy Nguyen. Right? Should be so easy. So, these jurors want to see that IRS code book of Internal Revenue Code of Cindy and another one from the judge because maybe they were not sure that maybe the Internal Revenue Code book of Cindy was a fraudulent, fake one, doctored up one. They want to compare that to the real Internal Revenue Code for them to really see the law for themselves, the jurors. Give them a compare. Ah, this is the Internal Revenue Code of Cindy. Irving Schiff's associate, and this is that of given by us by the holy judge. Oh, yeah, same thing. Why doesn't government IRS employees simply show them the law? That was obviously in the minds of the jurors, very likely. So, the clever, devious IRS lawyers, government lawyers, told the judge, and the judge agreed. Not only the judge will not give the jurors his own version of the Internal Revenue Code, he took out of the jury evidence room the Internal Revenue Code that was already into evidence, put into evidence by the government. They would not get to see that either. We just took it out. Oops. You dumb IRS lawyers. Why did you put that IRS code book in evidence for the jurors to see that? See, there's no law. Given that opportunity. Let's take it out, guys. So jurors are those who see the real law for themselves. And Irwin got convicted. So that's what you don't prepare. That's what you don't listen to those who try to help you. So my friends who are into Patriot mythology, you hear me? How many people didn't listen to me? Sherry Jackson also offered to help her years before. In 2001, offered to help her, to work with her. Have her come to annual leadership conference I put together, me, moi, since 1999, all the top people in the movement to learn from each other and talk to expose government lies and fraud about income tax to American people. Invited to come, join Joe Bannister and all the top people in the movement that I've gathered around us. She wouldn't come. I was at a trial supporting her, but at trial, she wasn't ready either. That's why she got convicted too. Sending out to another wonderful Patriot leader, Larkin Rose. I finally got Larkin's phone number because he's hard to reach. Somebody gave me his number, and I called him, hey, let's work together about this stuff. We got to come together in the freedom movement. We got to put all of our forces together to be stronger. No interest. He was not interested in working with me in any way. Okay. I can't force anybody to cooperate, to be a team, right? I was at Larkin's trial also. I flew from California to Atlanta to be at Sherry Jackson's trial. I flew from California to Pennsylvania to be at Larkin Rose's trial. And he wasn't prepared, and he also lost. But, isn't that funny? I haven't filed a income tax for 30 years. IRS has not come after me criminally, tried to put me in prison. How come? I'm very open. IRS in the early 2000 years closed down dozens and dozens of freedom organizations with these injunctions. They go to court, tell the judge to shut this guy's organization down. Save a Patriot Fellowship, Freedom Press Society, okay, Knight, all these organizations shut down. Give the IRS list to your customers. Do not do any more business, otherwise you're going to go to prison for violating the court's order. And list to your customers, we assume they're all, each one is a tax evasion scheme, abusive tax shelter scheme. So you'll be penalized $500 or $1,000 per person on your mailing list. So the guy has 1,000 people on his mailing list, they all must be customers. So there's $1 million penalty on top of that. They did that to all kind of organizations except Freedom Law School. They tried and they lost. Why? How come they're not able to beat Freedom Law School? Joe Bannister, the former IRS special agent, he didn't file income tax, right? In 1999 was the last year he filed. They indicted him and put him on trial in 2005, which they tried to connect him with Al Thompson, a loose cannon business owner, who did all kind of wrong stuff. So Joe's lawyer separated the trial of Joe Bannister from Al Thompson, and without testifying not even one word, nothing, the jury found Joe Bannister not guilty. The government never charged Joe Bannister for not having filed that pay income tax, even though Joe openly announced at Freedom Law School's 1999 Freedom Rally that he will not file a tax return after this last one in early 2000 because he agreed that with his wife to do his last return. He will not file since then. He did not file and pay. And the IRS never came after Joe Bannister. The former gun-carrying IRS special agent whistleblower who turned on the IRS, exposing the lies and fraud, the IRS never came after him to try to put him in jail for not having filed income tax. Why? And to this day, and here we are, March 2020, 20 years later, IRS still has not come after Joe Bannister for not having filed their paid income tax. Why? Because they know Joe Bannister has done his defense. He uses banks too, as bank records they could use against them. He could show that, hey, look, I was one of their gun-carrying agents, criminal investigator, put people in jail, and I realized there was no law requiring people to file income tax. Working with Freedom Law School and others, I wrote a book about it. This is an updated version of it. But the original version of the book, which is about half the book, he said that the IRS is manager to respond to the commissioner in trouble to refute his conclusions that income tax is a giant fraud and lie on the American people. And the IRS never did. They said, you can leave. We'll not answer you. He went on debates set up in Washington, D.C. between Joe Bannister, on the one hand, and some other leaders of the freedom movement, and the U.S. government on the other hand. No one from the government ever shows up to show, oh, here's a law. Here is the IRS code book. Here's a code section that requires the average person to file a pickup tax. There it is. Right? You never did. That whole story we go before the jury. And the jury will say, the government doesn't even show their own gun-carrying agent the law that he's required to enforce repeatedly. Well, obviously, there is no law. This guy is a whistleblower bastard. They try to shut him down. He is a hero. The crooks are the government lawyers and IRS managers. That will be fault, flat on their face, the IRS people. It would be a big embarrassment. So just leave him alone, hoping he don't hear about your bastard. Now leave me alone, hoping you never found out about Freedom Law School. Right? As long as you don't know, as long as we don't have that many subscribers on our YouTube channel, most Americans don't know about Freedom Law School. Don't know about Joe Bannister. We're good. They just keep this scam going. American people don't know. They're watching sports or soap operas, right? They're on their smartphone, their social media on TikTok, Facebook, Snapchat, Instagram, watching The Voice on television. Right? Entertainment. The sheeple. But you found out the truth. And let me show you this, folks. Go to our website. You go to Freedom Law School's website on the education material. Go to Income Tax Reward, okay? Got Income Tax Reward. After Income Tax Reward, you see our Freedom Law School. You scroll down, you will see this is a video of Joe Bannister at that Freedom Law School's 2000 Freedom Rally, okay? Why and how he came across this stuff and quit the IRS. Great presentation by him. Give you a great overview story, what happened when he confronted the IRS about the income tax fraud. Then the first debate that was set up by in Washington, D.C. for Joe Bannister to argue with the government, to debate them. Here it is. On C-SPAN, it was shown live in 1999, okay? July 1999, this is it, folks. You should watch this, too. Joe Bannister and other experts exposed the income tax fraud. Many times they try to do that, okay? And this is We the People Foundation that got set up those debates. He speaks of Freedom Law School's Fear Malley and explains why the government kept repeatedly not showing up. They must be, liars because they don't come to debate. They don't show up. And you never heard about these things, did you, before Freedom Law School, did you guys? No. If you go watch down here, the documentary, American Freedom and Fascism, that will tell you about the story also in another way as well. So check this video out, folks. So bottom line is, folks, if you do your homework, they're not going to come after you because you've done your homework like I've done. Because there's a war for your mind. There's a scene in the movie Matrix where Morpheus is jumping from the top of a tall building way out to jump up another tall building within the Matrix. And what does it tell Neo? Free your mind. I'm trying to be your Morpheus, helping you free your mind. So what you need to do is to follow the footsteps of me, of Joe Bannister. Do this stuff right to your congressman, okay? Right to your congressman about this stuff. Let's go to my screen, folks, okay? You'll see folks on their education materials page of Freedom Law School at livefreenow.org. If you go educate Congress, there it is, folks. Educate Congress. Here is letters you should send to your congressman. Educate them about their duty, their oath to uphold the U.S. Constitution, and the American people's rights. Okay? And here are sample letters here for you folks. I have here. Letter just sent out. Here it is. Open up this letter. Okay? I've written for you. Oh, I can't. Let me see if I open this one up. Here it is, folks. His letter. Ready-made for you, folks. To send your senators and House Representative about Joe Bannister and all this stuff. Sample letters there for you, folks, to follow. And attachments is there as well. Okay? There's the Joe Bannister report you got to get from him or from all those videos. All the material. Send it out to them. Ask them to refute Joe Bannister and all this stuff. If they can, follow their advice. If they can't, you know you're on the right track. There's no law requiring to file income tax. Okay? You've got to do a little bit of your homework. You can do this stuff for yourself. It's for free. I want you to do it. Exercise your political First Amendment right. Your right to congressmen. Educate them. Put political pressure on them to follow the Constitution. Number one. Number two, you build your defense. In case the crooks want to come after you, you be like Joe Bannister and me. They don't want to come after you. Like they don't want to come after me and Joe try to put us in jail. Joe hasn't filed income tax for 20 years, and I haven't filed income tax for 30 years. We're both free because we've done our homework. And I'm very open about it. Okay? So, folks, you can be free and don't want to have to go to jail very easily if you simply do your homework. The Freedom Law School provides the opportunity to get it done, folks. But it's up to you to take advantage of this free information that is there for you, folks, okay? It's there for you to take advantage of for free. Now, some of you say, Paymon, look, I don't have time to do all this stuff. Can you help me? Can I do some of that stuff for me? My answer to you is yes. I can help you. Okay? Let's go back to my screen, folks. And you'll see, folks, on the course packages. Let's double-click on that. You see, go down. There's several course packages. From Royal Fear Package to Simple Fear Package, Beginner's Fear Package. These are the packages that include the letters to your congressman that I talked about. All three of these, as well as the course called A Practical Road to Freedom, Level 1. So their beginner's package is very affordable, but the Royal Fee package gets you everything you want. The total, everything done for you completely at no extra charge, flat rate, every year, everything's paid for, done for you, okay? The only IRS peace of mind plan in America, period. There's nothing else like it. Everything's done for you, everything. Without any hourly charges. Okay? So check out these for yourself, folks, these programs. And if you want a Freedom Law School to do it for you, no problem. It's available for you. You want it for free? That's it also. It's up to you. If you're someone making 10, 15 bucks an hour, minimum wage, take advantage of free stuff. Take advantage of the low-cost courses. If you're making $50,000 a year or more, you could easily afford the top-of-the-line programs, the Simple and the Royal Fear Package, easily. Okay? But it's up to you. Are you serious about freedom? We're just talking. Or are you one of those that expects freedom to be free? Like people want to be healthy free. They expect to be rich free. Get rich quick. Get healthy, quick, and free, and also be free. No, and quick. No, it's not. There is no such thing, folks. You have to pay a price for health, to be rich, and to be free. You got to pay the price like I did. I worked hard, read a lot of stuff, researched, talked to many other people about many packages, freedom packages and good stuff. Spent tons of my time and money to get where I'm at. You can go through my mistakes and do it and learn from it. Do it yourself. Or you can say, I'm going to learn. I'm going to do the smart thing. Learn from others' mistakes and successes that Freedom Law School has learned. And go to Freedom Law School that's got just plug and play. Just do it. It's all there for you, folks. I've laid it out for you. And my goal is to restore freedom in America. It's not about the money for me. Maybe for you, but not for me. I want you to know that. Okay? It's not about the money for me. Yes, money does matter. You need money to buy better food for your family and yourself, better housing, better health care. Absolutely. But it's about the principle of truth, of the right thing, of a loving thing, of the good thing to do. Not these lies and deception, slavery that imposed on the American people that are struggling to make a living and are in debt to credit cards. Why file up income tax when there's no law requiring you to? Why should you pay for your own destruction? Yes. They're using your own income tax money to destroy you and the American people and your family. Why fund them? You have no legal, moral, conscientious duty to pay for your own destruction, to fund the deep state criminals. And as U.S. Department of Injustice, CIA, FBI, NSA, and IRS management, that are still there, even though Donald Trump is there, the outsider, they're still there in power, they're still in charge, and they're crooked, allied judges. You have no duty to support them with your money for them to destroy you into the communist, slavish, socialist system they have imposed in America. You have every right and duty, legal, moral, and conscientious, to stop filing for income tax, stop paying for your own destruction, and put that money to free the rest of our American citizens, fellow citizens who do not know what's going on, folks. We need funding. We need money to expand our education efforts, folks. This stuff costs money. This camera equipment, everything I bought here to do this broadcast, it costs about $15,000 just in hardcore equipment to broadcast this to you. I spent tons of money preparing for these presentations to give this information. My time that I give. We need more your support. If you might be part of the solution, Freedom Mosque is offering a hand of love and friendship to you. It's up to you to accept our hand or reject it and say, nope, it's about me. I want it free. I'm not going to support you. You can do that. It's your choice. But I believe you will feel better about yourself when you take part, when you participate, when you consider Freedom Mosque's freedom packages, to help you live free, and together we can restore America to freedom. No worry about going to jail. No worries about being left hanging on your own. You'll be protected. I'll pay for your, in your royal freedom package, I pay for your, we send letters to congressmen for you to make sure it gets sent out. I'll do it for you to guarantee that it gets mailed out. Well, you sign it though. It's your letter. I'll pay for the lawyers to defend you in case they come after you. Freedom Moscow. $100,000, $200,000, whatever it takes, Freedom Mosque will pay the lawyers to defend you in case they come after you. How can I afford that? Because I've got a program that works. I've done it for 19 years. Yes. 19 years in a few months. 18 years to be exact. So, let's do it, folks. What are we waiting for? What are you waiting for? There's a famous sentence, it's not now, when? There's another saying that goes, if it's to be, it's up to me. I'll do my part. It's up to you to take part, folks. Accept Freedom Law School's hand, a friendship. Join him with Freedom Law School. Get one of our freedom packages to help us grow this movement to get our country back, restore our republic, restore America to freedom, peace, prosperity, harmony, and love, and goodness overall, folks. That's what we're all about. Get the truth out there. That's the bottom line. Subscribe to our YouTube channel. Get on our email list, on our website, sign up. Get this information to your friends, family members. Get them out there. This presentation. Get it out to people. your friends say, oh, I'm going to go to jail if I stop filing a bank tax. Have them watch this presentation with you or other presentation of Freedom Law School. Okay? And let's make it happen together. Okay, we're going to go to your questions now. And we have some calls from here. Code 423 and 816. Folks, to call, you have to put the number on our screen, please, James. Folks, you can call Blog Talk Radio to ask questions of me live. Okay? And right now we got our call from here. Code 423 and 816. When you call the number that's on the screen, 657. Let's see what's the number on the screen. It's not on there, guys. It's put on the screen. And the number's not in front of me either. We got to do that. Oh, 657-383-1755. 657-383-1755. You have to press 1 on your telephone keypad to notify us that you have a question. Then we will call you as your turn comes up to get your question answered. Let's go down to the call from area code 423 first. Folks, call from America 423 like every one of you. Before you ask your question, tell me if you have received one of our free freedom education packages. Give me your first name, no last name, just first name, and then your question, please. Go ahead.
Yes, I have your freedom package. And this is
call from America 423.
Can you hear me?
What's your first name?
Josette. Can you hear me? Hello?
He's not there. Call from area code 423. We're going to go with the call from area code 816. Call from area code 423. Please call back and be sure to be ready to announce yourself when your turn comes. Call from area code 816. What is your first name and how did you hear about Freedom Law School? Okay. It looks like he's not there either. Okay. We're going to go to some of your commentary on YouTube, and then we'll end the Freedom Hour if there's no more questions. Let's put the number for people to call with questions on the screen once again. Now, Cerulean C asks why they haven't made paying income tax a tax law for two main reasons. The U.S. Constitution has restrictions on government's taxing powers. So it's because of that they cannot tax the average American's labor. That's why they never done it. That's why they always did it with intimidation, with deception. That's why. Number two, if they even were to try to come up with such a law, guess what? They would expose the fact that until that law was made, everything previous to that was a fraud, was a deception. And until that moment, they have to give decades of income tax money that they stole from American people in refunds. They have to free thousands of tax convicted innocent people out of prison and give them damages for having been put into prison for enforcing a non-existent law. That's why. Okay? Now, Beeman73 asks, what about land patents? He typed in land patents. I don't even mean land patents. There is such a thing as a land patent. However, misguided patriots have come up with this theory that once you get a land patent, you own the land, your property outright, no other superior claim to it, and you don't have to pay property tax. Well, that is simply a baseless legal theory. That's all there is to it. Property tax is a foundational tax on which America was built. Watch the American Westerns in the mid-1800s. A bunch of people go west, set up a little town, they have a sheriff, maybe a couple part-time deputy, maybe a part-time judge or a prosecutor that come around once in a while, maybe. That's it. Little jail. Who pays for that? There was no socialism. There was no government welfare handouts. Who pays for that sheriff deputy and all those little basic stuff? The landowners in the area buy property taxes that pay. The landowner with, you know, 50,000 acres of prime land paid more than a little guy that had only 100 acres of land of poor quality. The bigger landowners paid more. They have the bigger, nicer house, paid more than a little poor guy in a shack. So without land, you know, without property tax, it would be not the what we had, we saw at the Western movies today, folks. So land patents does not excuse you from anything about taxes. Okay. Now we have a call from area code. Let's see, what we got calls. We have area code 516 and 301. And someone says he's on the phone from area code 832. We'll get to you next. Okay. Area code 516 caller. Give me your first name. And
hi,
tell
Payman,
us how you heard about Freedom Law School and then your question, please.
Hi, Payman. It's Randy from New York. And
call
you
from
can hear me
516. You're alive. Okay, I cannot hear
I'm
you.
Here.
I do not hear him. Okay.
Payman, you're having trouble with the phone.
No, I can't hear you. Okay, I do not hear him. We have a problem, sound problem, folks, looks like. I apologize, folks. Unless my engineer can find out what the sound problem is, folks, we have to end this call prematurely, I'm afraid, tonight. And then answer questions more next week, or maybe try typing on YouTube, perhaps. I try to do a little bit of answer that way. Now, somebody asked concerned parent 81 LA and OC, how can I remove a tax lien? There is no silver bullet answer. I can tell you, do this, and, you know, tax liens removed. That question is like saying, how can I be fully healthy? There's no quick answer. You have a tax lien. I got to look at your paperwork. What procedures did you follow correctly or not? What procedures did IRS follow correctly or not? Because the law, the Internal Revenue Code, folks, has procedures in there that the government must follow and you must follow. Yes. I've mastered these procedures. Not perfectly. I'm still learning all the time, but a lot more than 99.99% of people out there. Better than tax lawyers. I teach them the procedures of the Internal Revenue Code. Without seeing your paperwork, I don't know what to do about that. Okay? So you got to, what you could do is give your paperwork to Freedom Law School up to 10 pages, and I'll review it free of charge. Or, yeah, I'll show you on our screen. You can go to our website, get help now, okay? And then you can see if you need help now, how you can do a one-on-one private consultation with me. It's all there. How you can send for a consultation. First hour is $300, then after is $600. That's my normal hourly charge. But the first hour is half price, so you can all afford it, okay? Cash only. And in 1 hour, I can handle 99% of all the people I consult with within 1 hour. Can give you a clear answer of your situation, what it is, or what are your options, what you should be doing, okay? And if you go to the bottom of our website, folks, you'll see here it is on Contact Us. If you go to the Contact Us page, okay, and click on that tab, there you'll see you can email Freedom Law School, okay? And as you email Freedom Law School, you can attach paperwork up to 10 pages, okay? And I'll review it for you free of charge on the Freedom Hour. So you can do that. That's the option. Call us at Freedom Hour Law School if you want at 813-444-4800. You're welcome to call. Someone else besides me will try to answer some of your questions if they can, because they're not trained like myself, okay? All right. Now, somebody asked, I converted an S-Corp from an LLC. Should I go through your program? Should I undo that? The wage distribution regulations might be hard to get out of. LLCs are better, okay? They're better. So I would suggest that, you probably want to go back to LLC, but really should do a one-on-one private consultation. I can answer you quickly on the phone. I got to go over your delicate, what liabilities are you in? what do you do, how much comes in, what's the nature of business, is it online, is it retail, is it wholesale, is it service? A lot of stuff goes into that question. I'm going to give you a quick, here's the one answer for you. Okay? So you probably want to do a one-on-one consultation, Mish Ochu. I mean, if you're a business owner, you can afford a one-on-one consultation. We provide, people pay you for your services, right? Why not pay me for mine so I can help you, right? Right? Okay? Okay. So, looks like it's my engineer says we're having technical problems, folks, and we cannot take your live questions. I'm sorry about that. We'll get that problem fixed and we'll be back next week. But meanwhile, remember, if you have not been on our Freedom Law Schools page, livefreenow.org, get on our email list. If you've not been to our YouTube page, folks, okay, all you got to do, folks, is I'll show it on our screen. To get there, the easy way to get to our YouTube page is go to Freedom Hour, okay? At livefreenow.org, go to Freedom Hour. And once you go there, click on the YouTube link provided right there, okay? And once you do that, it'll bring you Freedom Law School's videos, okay? And become a subscriber, folks, okay? Become a subscriber. You can go home, become a subscriber, okay? And when you become a subscriber, folks, where's the subscribe button on here? I don't know about this stuff myself. Someplace out here. So do that and share this information, folks, with other people, with your friends, family members, okay? And have fun. I have fun every week educating myself and you at the same time. The matrix of lies is being exposed. Now it's up to you, my friends, to carry this torch of freedom, the truth, out to your family members, to your friends, to the American people out there. And let's take back your freedom and the freedom of American people as a whole. Thank you for being with me, and have a good night.